and pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping, look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
With caution, dear listeners, for in CNCM number 36, we have ventured into the deep recesses of the musical past to bring you dance floor anthems of the very early 90s and, without any legitimate qualification, the very, very late 80s. So we're talking about Technotronic, the KLF, Snap, and all those artists that lack that contemporary hipster gravitas I'm sure you're all used to, but I'm convinced you're going to love this wild journey back. For myself, and many of my contemporaries at least, this was the first musical movement that we could really cling to. I was 6 years old in 1991, which meant on Saturday mornings I watched Michael Horrocks and Emily Simons on Video Smash Hits. I listened to the same dance kiss singles over and over again in the family Volvo, and although I obviously lacked the relevant insight to know anything about acid house or Manchester or shoegaze, I wouldn't have changed my listening practices for a moment. Without further ado, this is Ma Baker from Milli Vanilli's 1988 record, 2x2. It is no doubt a highlight from Frank Farian's elaborate productions for Rob Pilatus and Fabrice Morvan. There is simply so much appeal contained within this one song, the lyricism inspired by the mother of the Barker family gang, the Arabian feel of the Chromatic Cook, the fantastic drum beat, and not to mention the chilling warning from the FBI.
Here is a special bulletin. Ma Baker is the FBI's most wanted woman. Her photo is hanging on every post office wall. If you have any information about this woman, please contact the nearest police station. Station.
We'll be right back.
The 1992 single Rhythm is a Dancer from German dance project Snap. Although their debut single, The Power, appears to be their most enduring and memorable single, at least in Australia, Rhythm is a Dancer managed to be their most successful single of their career, reaching number one in Germany, Austria, France, Netherlands, Switzerland, and the UK. Irrespective of the cringeworthy lyric, I'm as serious as cancer when I say Rhythm is a Dancer, the track is widely regarded to be the first Eurodance single ever released. Similar to the struggle to choose between Rhythm is a Dancer and The Power, there was an enormous struggle to pick between the KLF singles 3AM Eternal and Justified and Ancient Stand By The Jams. After much deliberation and some drumroll please, we'll be hearing Justified and Ancient featuring the vocal stylings of country singer Tammy Wynette. According to Bill Drummond, Tammy couldn't sing along to the backing track, even having her manager and husband George Ritchie conduct her. The track was virtually a write-off until the KLF's engineer managed to time-stretch the vocals to fit along with the backing track. Another one of my lost songs, that was John Cicada's single Just Another Day from his 1992 debut album. And you might be interested to know that Gloria Estefan sang backup for that song, and Cicada wrote six songs for her 1991 album Into the Light. Now we'll be listening to a veritable highlight from Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation 1814. This is Love Will Never Do Without You. The song not only features a black and white promo clip, an undeniable hallmark of the early 90s dance club, but it also features a cameo from Antonio Salvatore Jr., generally running around the desert, having a great time with Miss Jackson, as you do. Interestingly enough, the songwriters, the extremely prolific Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, originally intended for this song to be a duet with perhaps Prince or Johnny Gill, and that is the reason why the first verse is sung an octave lower, like a guy would. However, when this idea of a duet was abandoned, they decided to keep the first verse in its original register. Released in September 1990, that was Alyssa Fiorillo's biggest hit, On the Way Up. Perhaps ironically, after the success of this song, she probably sank into obscurity. She is perhaps best known as a backup singer and protege of Prince, with her 1990 album I Am being written and produced by The Symbol. After singing backup for Savage Garden and Billy Myers during the 90s, she recorded a jazz album and then returned to Prince's camp in 2009 to tour as his backup singer. I'll leave you now with perhaps the most controversial of all our featured hits. This is the beat edit of The Shaman's Ebenezer Good. I'm sure you can hardly miss the endorsement of the drug ecstasy in the lines, "Ease are good, ease are good." But whatever you may think, I maintain my belief that Ebenezer Good is just an ordinary guy. And with that, I thank you so, so much for listening, and I hope you will return to Cassettes and Chocolate Milk soon for more.
A great philosopher once wrote,
"Naughty, naughty, very naughty."
And he goes by the name of Ebenezer Good. His friends call him Easer, and he is the main geezer, and he vibe by the place like no other man could. He's refined, he's sublime, he makes you feel fine. They're very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Easer, he's a real crowd pleaser. He's ever so good, he's Ebenezer Good. You see that he's mischievous, mysterious and devious when he circulates amongst the people in the place. Once you know he's fun and something of a genius, he gives a grin that goes around face to face to face. Backwards and then forwards and then backwards. Easer is a geezer, he loves to muscle in. That's about the time the crowd has shouted the name of Easer as he's caught you in the corner laughing by the base bin. Like he's coming alive. He takes you to the top, shakes you all around and back down. You know as he gets mellow, then he's smooth as a groove that is making you move. He glides into your mind with a sunny hello. A gentleman of leisure, he's there for your pleasure. But go easy on old Easer, he's a love you can lose. Extraordinary fella like Mr. Punchinella. He's the kind of geezer who must never be abused. When you're in town and Ebenezer is around, you can sense the presence in the sound of the crowd. He gets them all out. The pipe starts rocking, the people get excited. It's time to shout, lad.
Salmon, sorted.